Hey, everybody, what is the great replacement? Well, the left is pushing this theory, and yet they're saying we are? It's very puzzling. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Take out your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. That's your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com and come to our Young Women's Leadership Summit at tpusa.com/YWLS. That's tpusa.com/YWLS. You can get engaged and get involved at tpusa.com with Turning Point USA. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. Keeping our eyes on the Pennsylvania Senate race, Dr. Oz, Trump endorsed, is up against Dave McCormick. I spent some time with Dave McCormick. I went to the southern border with him. Really great guy. I think highly of him. We did not officially endorse in the race for many reasons. I endorsed Sean Parnell early, and he dropped out and just kind of stayed out of this race, but it's very tight. In fact, it's so tight, it's probably going to come down to just a couple hundred votes. There's anywhere between 40 to 60,000 votes still outstanding. They're doing the Pennsylvania thing where they kind of do the banana republic where they wait a couple weeks to count all the votes. So we're going to keep our eyes peeled on the Pennsylvania Senate race, which will be very important, and a seat we must keep. We must keep. And we're going to kind of walk through this in the coming months together. There will kind of be an open struggle that we're going to do together. You know what that struggle is? And hopefully Pennsylvania won't be one of them. The struggle is going to be advocating and hoping that rhinos win so Schumer is no longer leader and strong conservatives like Rand Paul, J.D. Vance, and Josh Hawley are on committees and no longer in the minority. That's going to kind of be our struggle together the next couple months, because I, like you, I'm pretty upset with Republicans. I'm pretty upset with how Republicans send $40 billion to Ukraine, how they're willing to do deals with Biden. At the same time, I think that the best of our party is not benefited by being in the minority. And that's something that we're going to have to kind of jostle together. And I'm going to make no mistake. I'm going to make no kind of appearances or delusions of grandeur saying that everything's going to get fixed just because Republicans take back the center at the House. But I could tell you right now that our studs that we're sending to the U.S. Senate, they need the majority back in more ways than one. So I want to lead with kind of what is now the Democrats' new midterm strategy. It's kind of happened the last couple of days, and it happened now as Joe Biden went to Buffalo, New York. I'm just furious with this lie. In fact, I was going back and forth with our team, Andrew and Connor, kind of prepping the show this morning, and I'm really angry. I'm angry because this is not just a lie. It is the opposite of the truth. It's not just untrue. It is the direct and complete polar 180 opposite of what's really happening. It's all around this phrase that no one in conservative circles uses, by the way. No one at a MAGA rally has ever used this phrase, the great replacement. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like what Jussie Smollett said when he lied and said that MAGA people attacked him. He said, this is MAGA country. That's how you think MAGA people talk if you actually never met a MAGA person. And so all over cable news, and now the president of the United States, Joe Biden, is saying the Republican Party is all in on the great replacement theory. Now, if you don't know what that is, that means you're a normal, everyday American. If you talk to a normal, everyday conservative media figure, no one's heard of this. No one talks about it. In fact, in the most private moments of conservative intellectual circles, you'll find something. Race means nothing. Race is irrelevant. On this program, The Charlie Kirk Show, we remain committed that race is irrelevant to the quality or the content of a human being. It means absolutely nothing. Now, Friedrich Nietzsche used to say that there always is a set of central pieties that a civilization or a country would have that you cannot cross. Certain things you're not allowed to even mention, make fun of, or even get close to. Now, for a while, that was the transgender issue. And for a while, It's also the abortion issue. Can't talk about it in decent and civilized society unless you're completely within the dogma of the left. Now, the new one is you're not even allowed to say the obvious, which is it's actually the Democrats and the media that have been pushing this idea of the great replacement that no one on the center right ever actually talks about. And they're trying to smear Tucker Carlson alongside of this, smear the entire Republican Party alongside of this, smear the multiracial, diverse, bottom-up grassroots populist movement, saying that, well, they all believe in this kind of the great replacement. What exactly is the great replacement to the media? You mean the thing that you guys keep on talking about, that you've been talking about on television for quite some time? You see, here's how this works. And again, this smear is so beyond what we are even used to dealing with when it comes to the media, that this narrative is the opposite of the truth. It's no way anchored to anything tethered to reality. Nothing. So here's the way it works. The left talks about race all the time. Race, 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 race. That's all they care about is race. They care about things you cannot change versus things you can change. They care about the content of your skin color, not the content of your character. And this is something that we as conservatives push back on. This is why we don't like CRT. This is why we're trying to push forward with this idea of a colorblind meritocracy. Instead, the left talks about demographics, demographics, demographics. And we're always kind of bothered by this. We say, well, we don't want to talk about this all the time. So why are you so obsessed with it? Here's just a montage of the left pushing forward the very same replacement theory that they now accuse Republicans of pushing forward, that they are saying is borderline terroristic and brings forth genocide. Play cut 46.
Demographics is destiny.
Demographics is destiny.
Demographics is destiny, right? The country is changing.
I've been saying it here. Other people have been saying it here for years now, even before Donald Trump. The demographics is destiny.
So the idea of the great replacement, which again, no one on the center right talks about because no one on the center right in America cares about race. Only the left cares about race, is this idea that somehow there's this huge fixation on like white birth rates and somehow that is going to impact American politics. Now, mind you, the reason they smear us for saying this is we say, wait a second, maybe you guys are actually advocating for loose immigration policies because you're bragging that somehow that will benefit you politically. For example, when Julian Castro went on television and said that demographics in Texas by non-white population growth could flip Texas blue, we connect the two and say, oh, wow, you're bragging how demographics will actually be a benefit to the Democrat Party. In fact, they're the ones pushing forward the great replacement theory. All we simply are doing is connecting a public policy crisis with their own predictions and their own wishes. Play cut 47.
You'll be announcing that we're calling the 38 electoral votes of Texas for the Democratic nominee for president. It's changing. It's going to become a purple state and then a blue state because of the demographics, because of the population growth.
The growth in Texas has been almost entirely driven by non-white population growth, mostly by Hispanic and Latino population growth.
They are the ones that are continuously saying that they're going to use open border policy, that they're going to use loose green card policy as a way to make America less white and therefore more Democrat. They say that, not us. Now, they're connecting this to the horrific and terrible tragedy in Buffalo of this scumbag maniac who goes in and writes this barely coherent, what they're calling manifesto, saying that because of this theory, that's why he went and shot up the entire grocery store. So we used to have a rule in American politics. You know what that rule was? That you cannot blame an entire political movement based on the stupid and evil actions of a minority. For example, we did not blame Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders for the congressional baseball shooting, even though the guy that shot up the congressional baseball shooting did it to go target Republicans. We said that's a bridge too far. We don't do that. And now Joe Biden and the entire narrative media complex is trying to accuse you of being some sort of white supremacist because you watch programs that literally take what the Democrats and their commentators and their masterminds say and compare it to public policy and somehow we're the problem. You understand? This is one of the great smears I've ever seen in my 10 years of doing this, ever. We're not going to put up with it. Look, over the years, you've probably tried difficult investments in stocks and mutual funds, so you know they can be volatile and unpredictable. But with inflation running at the highest rate of 40 years, do you want volatility and uncertainty? Being able to sleep at night, knowing where your money actually is, it's worth its weight in gold. And speaking of gold, if you've been jumping from one investment to the other, a gold IRA from Noble Gold might be perfect for you. A reliable hedge against inflation just fell into our laps. With gold, you shield yourself from gains and taxes. You keep the real value of your wealth. You'll own a global asset. It's something tangible and protect your wealth against an economic crash. I own gold and you should as well. So what's not to like? And this month, for every gold IRA above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 now to find out more at noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, noblegoldinvestments.com. The media has been trying to smear this program, Tucker Carlson, and many others for pushing the, quote, great replacement. When in reality, what's been happening is we play the sound of the left where they say demographics is destiny, where they say that open borders is going to benefit the Democrat Party. And we say, oh, maybe that's why they want porous borders, because they're saying it. And guess what? When someone tells me that's why they're doing something, I'm going to believe them. And this is the great smear. And we got to stand up to it in every possible way. Do not give an inch on this lie. It is a falsehood. It's full of deceit. On this program, on Tucker's program, on any program on the center right in America, it is a constant repetition of a theme, which is race means nothing. Racial politics is the worst of humanity. It creates genocides, splinters based on skin color. We want to get to a country, back to a country where that doesn't exist. Where I grew up in Wheeling, Illinois, I went to Wheeling High School. Dozens of different cultures and languages represented, no exaggeration. I was a minority as a white individual at Wheeling High School. It was a majority English as a second language school. And no one cared about race. 10 years later, it's all anyone talks about. We are recreating what can be fault lines for a civilization. So what's so interesting about all of this, though, is that the very predictions of the left, the very kind of repeated incantation that demographics is destiny, actually is not true for the racist Democrats that have been saying this entire time. Now, is this an excuse for mass immigration? Of course not. You understand one of the reasons why we don't like mass immigration is not because of skin color or melanin content. It's because of volume. A country just doesn't have the infrastructure or the ability to be able to assimilate millions of people every single year and still have the commonality or the binds that tie people together, whether they're from Nicaragua, Mexico, South Africa, or Vietnam. We believe in the rule of law, and we also believe that immigration should always be in the best benefit of the country. And when you have a lot of people unable to afford products, when you have a lot of people out of work, which we don't have unemployment problems right now, but we have before, or where you have overrun schools or battered on infrastructure, the volume of people and the ability to assimilate them correctly, the prudent thing would be to, like, let's slow that down. In fact, let's grind it to a halt till we really know what we're dealing with here. Yet the left immediately plays race into that where it does not exist in conservative circles. I want to play another piece of tape here. This is, they repeat it over and over again. Montage of left-wing outlets, play cut 46, demographics is destiny. Hilariously, it actually isn't. Play cut 46.
Demographics is destiny.
Demographics is destiny.
Demographics is destiny, right? The country is changing.
I've been saying it here. Other people have been saying it here for years now, even before Donald Trump. The demographics is destiny.
So they're the ones that are pushing. That's the great replacement theory, whatever it is, which, by the way, the great replacement theory is only being pushed by left-wing intellectuals and media pundits. But what's so hilarious is that the most conservative communities, the new conservative communities in America, are actually the very ones that they thought were going to automatically vote for them. So a short clip here. Professor Rogelio Sanez, he's a demographer at the University of Texas. He's bragging on TV the country will be less white by 2045. Play cut 42.
If the current trends continue, by 2045, the nation will be less than 50% white. True?
Correct.
And yet, TexasMonthly.com, quote, Latinas are pushing the political revolution in South Texas to the right. Axios, operatives see Democrats losing more and more ground among Hispanic voters. New York Times, while Democrats debate Latinx, Latinos head to the GOP. Oh, so now all of a sudden these open border policies aren't benefiting them as much as they would have thought previously. Now, is that a reason that we as Republicans should advocate for open borders? Of course not. Absolutely not. But it just so happens they overplay the card with BLM Incorporated and race politics, defunding the police, saying that there's no men and women, when that's a pretty fundamental belief in most Hispanic circles, that men and women exist. This entire nonsensical woke regime that is being pushed by upper middle class white liberals, all of a sudden they don't understand why Mexican, Nicaraguans, and Hondurans, when they come to America, they're not as liberal as they would have expected them to be. So Joe Scarborough says, demographics is destiny. That's an incredibly racist thing to say. You're the great replacement person. You know who you want to replace? You thought that you could replace the Republican Party with third world voters. You're wrong. Look, everybody, I know you love freedom and you want to defend it. And I know you love the Constitution. It's a beautiful document, and so do I. And it's the same with Hillsdale College, the best liberal arts college in America. Hillsdale's mission is pursuing truth and defending liberty. It gives its undergraduate and graduate students the best education and is working to make this education available to all, from offering free online courses to helping support K through 12 schools. But today I want to tell you about Hillsdale's amazing free monthly digest of liberty. It's called Imprimis. Over 6 million households and businesses receive Imprimis for free each month. And you can join them by subscribing right now at charlieforhillsdale.com. That's charlieforhillsdale.com. There's no strings attached while you're there. Take an online course. Take their Aristotle course. Take their Winston Churchill course. Take their Western theology course. Generous donors who love freedom make it possible for Hillsdale to send you Imprimis for free. Imprimis is one of my favorite publications, and Imprimis means in the first place. It's short, smart, useful, and fun. Start receiving your own free copy of this great digest of liberty and take an online course while you're at it. Enroll. Their Great American Story course is incredible. Visit charlieforhillsdale.com. That's charlieforhillsdale.com. Check it out right now, charlieforhillsdale.com. Senator Josh Hawley will be with us when he's done voting, which is more important than this, but he will be with us soon. All right, we're waiting for Senator Josh Hawley. Let's play another piece of tape here of how the left is now trying to use this as a way to brand Republicans as racists for criticizing Biden's open border policy, even though they're the ones that have been pushing the idea that the open border policy might actually benefit them. Play cut 57.
We take this replacement theory and now make it the Republican racist replacement theory. Make every Republican answer, do you believe in it or not? Brand every Republican. This is the party of the replacement theory. Take what is a sliver, or I'm a real minority, but a minority, and make it the entire raison d'etre of the Republican Party. Brand them on it. Take a branding iron, put it on them so that any mainstream Republican has to wear that badge.
So there's a clip here. It's about 2 minutes long to show how dishonest that is. This is a 2 minute montage. It's worth playing. It'll take your breath away of how the Democrats have been the ones that are pushing this replacement theory forward. From comedians to Pelosi, they're the ones that talk about birth rates, like really strangely talk about it, because they actually are so racist to believe that a person that doesn't have white skin color must automatically be a Democrat. Automatically. Play cut 64.
Or that the echoes of replacement theory and other racially motivated views are increasingly coming out into the open.
In a few years, we're going to be a majority brown country. White people will not be the majority in the country anymore.
This will be the first generation ever in American history in which whites will be a minority of the generation at some point.
As of 2007, every year babies being born in this country, whites now are the minority.
In 2044? Everyone is going to be a minority.
As the demographics change, as white people become the minority in the country, which is coming.
Demographics is destiny.
Demographics is destiny.
Demographics is destiny, right? The country is changing.
I've been saying it here. Other people have been saying it here for years now, even before Donald Trump. The demographics is destiny.
The white population is declining for the first time in history in America, while the number of multiracial Americans have more than doubled.
So we live in a country where the demographics are changing. It's becoming less white.
Correct.
Okay.
You'll be announcing that we're calling the 38 electoral votes of Texas for the Democratic nominee for president. It's changing. It's going to become a purple state and then a blue state because of the demographics, because of the population growth.
The growth in Texas has been almost entirely driven by non-white population growth, mostly by Hispanic and Latino population growth.
The idea that, whites will not be the majority. I mean, it's an exciting transformation of the country. It's an exciting evolution and progress of our country in many different ways.
The white population is declining. It was always on the upswing. So that speaks to the beautiful diversity of America. It speaks to how that population will, the demographics will weigh in politically.
I believe anybody who echoes a replacement is to blame, not for this particular crime, but it's for no purpose except profit and or political benefit. And it's wrong. It's just simply wrong.
It's pushing that very theory. It's not Republicans, not conservatives, not people on this program. We're the ones that are doing our best. We're doing everything we can to prevent race politics from reigning supreme. You go back to the politics of the tribe, it's reprehensible, and you do not know what's going to happen next. Now, what's so interesting, and Douglas Murray talks about this in his phenomenal book, The War on the West, and we had Douglas Murray on our program. We're going to have him back on because there's so many more questions I have for him, which is that you have the majority population, the white population, which in a lot of different ways is the one that is actually saying that in the white liberal majority population, that this theory is happening. And because they're so anti-racist, somehow that's going to benefit them? This is a smear. And they're trying to take Tucker Carlson off the airwaves. They're trying to take this program down. They're trying to take every single program down. Joe Biden is now inferring that anybody that talks about this has blood on their hands, but never talking about Pelosi or Anderson Cooper or the Castro brothers. We are rejecting the politics of race. It's the worst of who we are as a people. And for years, the left bragged about how demographics were going to be this inevitable benefit. That no matter what, because of demographic changes, Joe Biden said it himself in 2015. In 2015, Joe Biden came out and was bragging that how less white people means the Democrat Party is going to do better. Play cut 48.
So there's a second thing in that black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration. Nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
Yeah, it's a source of our strength. So for Joe Biden to say it's not a bad thing, he's saying it's a political benefit. It's a political benefit that we're going to have because of these open border policies. They're the ones that are always talking about race all the time. You got to wonder if there's kind of this like white guilt complex that is really kind of pushing a lot of that. Shelby Steele talks a lot about that. In fact, Patrice Cullors, the criminal that runs BLM, she actually came out and she said that the reason that Black Lives Matter got so much money is that it was, quote, white guilt money. She came out and said it. So this is now the new kind of focus of the left. They look at this as a political opportunity. You go to CNN.com. You go to any one of the websites they're leading with. Who on the Republican side is pushing forward the great replacement theory? They think they have this awesome opportunity for them to try to reverse the trend of inflation and gas prices and the fact that 75 to 80% of Americans now think America is actually heading in the wrong direction. And I know a lot of you are looking at this and you say, wait a second, why does our media come into such harmony and unison to try to smear the other half of the country for something that's not just true, but it's the opposite of what is true? And again, I just want to reinforce this. the fastest growing group of Republicans in America are Hispanics, the very same people that the left told us they were counting on that was going to turn Texas into a blue state. It's conceivable Texas gets more conservative in the coming years. Let me say that again. It's conceivable that the left, who pushed this entire quote-unquote theory for years, they're the ones that pushed it, it actually backfires on them tremendously. Why? It's because this was all engineered and masterminded by a minority of a minority, the population of white upper middle class liberals that live in their own echo chamber. They don't understand that actually most people that work oil rigs in the Permian Basin are Hispanics. They don't understand. They don't understand that most Border Patrol agents are Hispanics, that Hispanics actually have a soft spot for law enforcement. So they bragged about how demographics were this inevitable benefit. And it's actually not that clear. You see, when Donald Trump won the working class of our country, that, yes, was predominantly white, but no one cared except the media, Democrats thought the only way they could offset that is to open up all the borders and all of a sudden change the demographics of the country. That's their words, not my word, not some sort of conspiracy theory. We just played 2 minutes of tape around that. And it's turning out to actually do the opposite. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. You've known it in your gut, and something just wasn't right about the 2020 election. Well, guess what? You were right. And here's the proof you've been waiting for. In Dinesh D'Souza's explosive new documentary, 2000 Mules, executive produced by Salem Media Group, you'll see jaw-dropping evidence of exactly how the Democrats pulled off the biggest heist in American history. Drawn on meticulous research from the election integrity group True the Vote, 2000 Mules uses both cell phone geo-tracking data and video evidence to uncover a massive network of illegal ballot trafficking in all five key swing states. Enough election fraud to change the outcome of the 2020 election. Thousands across the country attended the national theatrical release. Now you can watch from the comfort of your home, watch on any device with a web browser. Gather friends, families, and skeptics alike, but don't miss it. Go to salemnow.com to watch it today. See the movie that Donald Trump calls a real blockbuster? Go to salemnow.com to watch today. That's salemnow.com, executive produced by the Salem Media Group. He was just voting, but with us right now is the phenomenal Senator Josh Hawley. Senator, welcome to the program. Really quick, thank you for your vote on the Ukraine vote. Just tell me, just why'd you vote no on the Ukraine aid package, and kind of give us an update on that.
Hey, Charlie, great to be with you. Thank you for having me. It's pretty easy when it comes to Ukraine. This isn't national security. This is nation building at this point. $40 billion. I mean, $40 billion is what the whole Ukrainian government spent for their national budget a year or two ago. $40 billion is three times more than all of the European nations have contributed to Ukraine combined. So I'm not in favor of nation building. We did that in Afghanistan, didn't work. We did that in Iraq, didn't work. We should be putting our national security interests first, and I just don't think that this bill does that.
Yeah, that's well said. And I mean, we have plenty of issues here in America, whether it be our porous open border baby formula shortage, that somehow Washington D.C.'s top priority is to send $40 billion to a land far off distant land that funds this corrupt government just directly. So, Senator, what's your takeaway from the primaries yesterday and what we've seen the last couple of weeks? You and I were stumping for J.D. Vance. He won convincingly. What is it telling us about the future of the party and the nationalist populist agenda?
Well, I got to say that J.D.'s victory is my favorite primary victory so far, Charlie. And it was great to be out there with you on the trail. And I just think J.D. is going to be tremendous. And listen, I don't want to jinx him. He's got to win in November, but he is going to win in November. And he's going to be a great senator. And I think that his victory in that primary is really emblematic of what's happening all over the country, which is that voters are saying loud and clear that they don't want the old Republican Party. They want something different and new. Namely, they want people who pay attention to them. They want people who want to make America strong, who want to bring back jobs to this country, who care about working people and working families, who want to protect our culture and make it strong and keep our neighborhood safe. I mean, I really think it's about national strength and about the values and the culture of working people in this country. And I think you see that reflected in J.D. So I know that Joe Biden now has taken to saying that this isn't your father's Republican Party. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's a good thing.
It's a good thing. So, Senator, I want to ask you about something that you've made some news with the last couple days, which is you're going after Mickey Mouse and Disney. You and I chatted about this briefly on the trail, and it looks like you're now saying that look, if Disney is not going to, let's say, be in alignment with just traditional and normal American values, should they lose their special carve-out copyright status? Tell us your thoughts on this.
Well, I got to think that we should start, Charlie, by asking the question, why is any mega corporation, particularly one that's behaved like Disney has, but why are any of these people getting these kind of special handouts from government? And we've seen this with the tech companies, by the way, for years. For years, they have profited off this sweetheart deal with government that is worth billions of dollars to them, and they've gotten to be huge monopoly platforms, and now they try to crush free speech. And we're seeing something similar with Disney. They've gotten all these handouts from the federal government, not just state governments, the federal government, special copyright protections that is worth buku dollars to them. And what are they doing with it? They're saying they're against parental rights. They're trying to punish states that adopt legislation that they don't like, that protects parental rights and that protects children. So my view is this. If Disney's going to go woke and they want to be a political corporation, I mean, it's America. They're welcome to do that. But why should they get the benefit of taxpayer dollars? And that's really what their special protections amount to. They amount to taxpayer funding. Why should they get that at any level of government, but especially from the federal government? So my bill, my legislation, would get rid of it. It would get rid of their special protections. It would go back to an even playing field. And it would say that Disney doesn't get to be treated differently than anybody else. And they certainly don't get to be rewarded for the kind of advocacy and political activism that they're engaged in.
It is a federal government loophole copyright gift to Disney that happened multiple decades ago, where they basically get in perpetuity protection of old movies like Cinderella and Snow White, so that other creators are not able then to even get close to the narrative, the story, or be able to use the copy there. And so why should we use the power of the federal government to protect any sort of incumbent corporation? This is stuff that Republicans should really be able to agree on very simply and plainly. Senator, in closing here, just kind of what are you seeing as far as our chances to take the Senate back in November? What are the other races you're looking at? I know you made an endorsement in Arizona. What are some of the other races where you see some really exciting young new candidates that will be able to be allies of yours in this upcoming session?
I've always got to start with my home state of Missouri, because we do have a Senate race there, Charlie, and it's a Republican seat, but we've got to hold it. I mean, there's no math that allows us to take back the Senate if we don't hold Missouri. And I've endorsed a great candidate there, Vicky Hartzler, who I think is going to be a strong America First candidate, and I think she's going to win. We need her to win. Beyond that, in Arizona, I think that is a critical race. You've got Blake Masters out there. I think that Blake is another guy who is much like J.D. I think that this is a guy who understands the moment we're in, who understands what it means to make America strong, what it means to protect our culture. I think Blake will win that primary. It's not till August, so he's got a ways to go. But I would keep my eye on Blake Masters out in Arizona. And then in terms of pickup opportunities, I think we've got a great chance to win in Arizona, to win in Georgia, to win in Nevada, to win in New Hampshire. I mean, Charlie, we could pick up 3-4 seats in the United States Senate, and we should. But here's the thing. It's not enough just to elect Republicans. We've got to elect Republicans who know what time it is, who know what the score is, and who know what we need to do to protect this country and make it strong, and are willing to stand up to do it. And I'm trying to do all I can to help those kind of folks get elected.
Well, you've done a great job. Senator Josh Hawley, thank you for joining us. I just want to say you're one of the good guys. You're one of the few fighters in D.C., and we got to send more allies so that you could continue to fight. If we take back the majority in November and sworn in January, we got to have people with a mandate to fight. God bless you, Senator. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.